Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding for all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. This is my very first show with Dr. Pat Basile and her lovely group of people, and I am thrilled and delighted to be here with you today. I'm a little new at radio. I actually have been doing it only for about a year on another network, and we'll get to that in just a second. But again, I'm blessed, I'm honored, I'm grateful to be here with you, and I really look forward to sharing this next hour with you as we talk about the relationships. Yes, we actually do have actual intimate relationships with our animal companions, and of course, we're always connected to all of the animals of the world. I invite you to join me. I'll be taking calls. I'm also hooked up to the instant message communication piece. So if there's something that you'd like to share, a comment, a question that you have, feel free to go ahead and post in there. The number that you can call into is 1-800-930-2819. So please stay with us for this next hour. Let me start out with telling you all just a little bit about me. I was on Dr. Pat's radio show, I think it was a week ago. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that show yet, I would invite you to go into the archives and research that, get that out so you can, again, learn just a little bit more about me. I am a professional intuitive with a specialization in animal communication. I do other things other than just animal communication, however. I do soul retrieval, and we can actually do an actual show on soul retrieval and how that works for both animals as well as for humans. I do mediumship, which means I connect loved ones, both animal and human, that have already crossed over with their loved ones still on Earth. And sometimes when I'm doing an intuitive reading, especially for a human, it's not uncommon at all for either animals or humans that have already crossed over to come through. They look at what we do, our intention blended together, as kind of an open window of energy that they can use to look through and usually kind of peek through, say hi, and most often offer messages of love and support to the people that I'm working with. I'm certified as a canine massage therapist. That actually came first for me, although I was doing animal communication before that time. Canine massage does exactly the same things for dogs as it does for people. It helps them to relax. It helps them deal with emotional stress they might be having. Certainly eases any sort of chronic pain issues. Oftentimes, animals, because they're on all fours, for the most part, there's some species, of course, that aren't, but they tend to compensate diagonally. And so, for instance, if you have a dog with some right hind end issues, you might see some rolling in of the left shoulder. And in that case, canine massage can be a wonderful tool at helping that dog to kind of rebalance everything. And of course, just like, again, for us, release the toxins into the bloodstream that's meant to facilitate the release of things energetically and physically that no longer serve the highest and best good. I am also certified as a Reiki master teacher. If you haven't heard about Reiki, Reiki is actually an ancient Japanese energy technique. I like to think that it's a conversation and self-healing that you can have with your physical body. The body, as you all are probably well familiar, has an innate wisdom of its own that I think science has actually just begun to tap. And if we can listen to and tune into the messages that we receive from our physical body and look at them from an embracing standpoint as opposed to a standpoint of, oh, what's breaking down now, there's some really remarkable self-healing that can occur when we just use the body's ability to heal. Because if you picture a cut on your hand, you never have to say to that cut on your hand, or even let's go to the opposite extreme. If you've had surgery, you've never had to say to your physical body, heal. The body automatically does that. Animals, of course, have a much different relationship with their physical body than we do. It's a much closer relationship. And so sharing Reiki, because that's what it's called, with an animal is really one of the most wonderful things I can think to do during my day, because all I have to do is connect either physically or at a little bit of a distance, because that's how energy works. We're all energy. Energy is everywhere and it doesn't have any boundaries. And the animal just automatically begins to draw in that physical healing that's necessary for them to put themselves back onto the path of harmony with nature. It's really a remarkable thing. So, when I say that I am a teacher of Reiki, Reiki's also remarkably easy to learn. We all, again, have the ability to be a facilitator, not only for self-healing for ourselves, but for others. We'll talk a little bit today, if we have time, about the intuitive muscle that we all have. And using that intuitive muscle is a way for you to connect with your higher self, that spark of the divine that everyone is, and use that higher self along with the guides, the multitude of light beings that surround us every single minute of every single day, and ask for their assistance and their support as you, as a spiritual being having a human experience, because we all are having a human experience, can tap into that energy, and again, use it just for your highest and best good. Whether that healing needs to happen on a physical level, an emotional level, a spiritual level, a mental level. Again, one of the reasons why I named my company and the name of the show is The Animal's Eye View is because from the perspective of animals, they don't know any limitations. Because they definitely lack what science calls a thinking mind, although they're not without instinct and intuition, make no mistake there. They don't have that thinking mind that gets in the way. They don't have necessarily that thinking mind that says, no, you can't necessarily facilitate healing for yourself, or no, you have to go to someone else to facilitate this healing for you. Animals are so moment to moment and so in touch with, as I said, that spark of the divine as a spiritual being themselves, having an animal experience, that facilitating that self-healing comes naturally to them, and they're actually able to make those leaps and bounds intuitively that humans have a difficult time with, as I said, because we have that thinking mind. If you have animal companions in your life, then I know that you are blessed with them. They come into our lives most definitely to share messages with us, to share life lessons. That's the really amazing thing about them. They are definitely mirrors for us in our lifetime. And if we can just take a step back from time to time and watch our animals' behavior, that's really the only way that they have, because they can't speak English or any other foreign language that you happen to be speaking. So if something goes awry in their environment that says to them, both my guardian and I, and I'll talk about using the word guardian here after our first break, both my guardian and I need something a little bit different in our environment. And so their behavior is really the one way they have of raising a flag, if you will, a red flag, and saying, can we take a look at this, what's going on in environment? So behavior might be, For instance, something like a cat not using the litter box, of a dog barking too much, of a dog becoming overly aggressive when before they hadn't been aggressive, of an animal suddenly becoming fearful of going outside, of a horse suddenly shying away from something that normally had been familiar to them. All of these things are indications from our animal companions of something that they need us to take a look at. Sometimes those lessons can be, as we've all had those experiences of looking in the mirror, sometimes those lessons can be like on a bad hair day. When you look into the mirror and you go, wow, I'm not really liking so much what I see in the mirror today. But the thing about the lessons with our animal companions, I have yet to have an animal make a judgment or say something that wasn't without unconditional love and compassion. And so as we head into the break here in just a few minutes, I would invite you to just take a look, just pause for a couple of minutes and look into the life of your animal companion and look into that place where you might have mirrors with them and where you might be unconsciously overlooking life lessons that they're presenting to you. And again, I would invite you to be gentle with yourself when you do this. I would invite you to know that no one is blaming you or judging you. But your animal picked you specifically. Even though you think you're the one that picked your animal companion specifically, it's actually them that picked you. So I hope you'll stay tuned with me as we head into our first break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking about some change in language that I would invite you to be using with your animal companions. Please stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again for joining me. Don't be shy about calling in if there's any questions that I can answer for you about your animal companion specifically or something else that's going on in your life. I love being a service. It's one of the most favorite things I do. Give us a jingle at the number 1-800-930-2819. Before we headed into the first break, I was using some words that maybe you haven't heard before. I generally like to refer to animals, specifically domesticated animals, as animal companions. I like to refer to the humans in those animals' lives as guardians. And let me tell you a little bit about that. The difference between, and I'm going specifically by definition according to the dictionary. If we look at the word pet, a pet is an animal that is kept, kind of a key word for me there, for enjoyment or for other agricultural purposes. Whereas an animal companion, of course, is defined as a closely matched set of things or a pair of things. It's referred to often as a mate. And if we look at the word animal, the root word of the word animal comes from the Latin animus, which means soul. And to me, that just speaks volumes to look at our animal companions as soul companions, because they are. These are other adult sentient beings that we very closely share our lives with. And trust me when I say they know what goes on in your lives 24/7, 365. Well, often when I'm doing an animal communication session and the animal brings up something that they would like the guardian to take a look at, there sometimes is shock, sometimes dismay, very oftentimes at the very least deep surprise that the animal had any idea of the particular issue that's going on in the guardian's lives. But that's how vast and deep their intuition is. If we look at the word owner, owner is defined as someone that has control over a thing and who, again, has control over a thing or a person. If we look at the word guardian is defined as someone who guides, who protects. And the thing that kind of comes to mind for me with that is basically guardian angel. So I would invite you to look at, instead of calling yourselves a pet owner, to call yourselves the guardian of an animal companion. And if you'd like to learn more, and to be honest, I haven't checked this website out in a little bit, but I hope it's still there. There is actually a website devoted to the promotion of guardianship. And that website is www.guardiancampaign.com. You can go on there. When I went on there, I guess about a year and a half ago, there actually is a pledge that you can take where you refer to yourself and pledge to look at your animal companion as just that, an animal companion as opposed to a pet, and thereby arguably an extension of yourself. It does actually make a big difference to them. how they're viewed. I oftentimes, in working with people, they'll call me back or they'll email me or text me and say, "Oh my gosh, I just can't believe the difference in how Rover is feeling or how Fifi is doing, and it's just really remarkable." And my response to that is, yes, it is remarkable, but what's most remarkable is that when we change our energy, our animal companions then have the opportunity to change theirs. Of course, we're following their lead, because typically where behavior issues are concerned, they're the ones who bring up the issue to begin with and lead us a certain way. In doing the work that I do, it's always better for me when I follow the lead of the animal, whether that's doing physical work with them in canine massage or Reiki, or in doing things like animal communication. Most definitely, they're far more intuitive than I am. They have a much better sense of the relationship between animal and human than I do, coming fresh into a situation. So again, I would just invite you to look into the mirror of how you refer to yourself, and see if you don't feel just a softening, a widening of your heart area when you start referring to yourself as the guardian of an animal companion. The other thing I want to emphasize today is that we often talk about animals as sentient beings. And what do we mean by that? We mean by that sentient beings as having the ability to think and to feel. The really interesting thing about this, and if you listen to the program often, you'll know that I actually am a big fan of science. Science really, because one of my favorite persons, one of my heroes, personal heroes, is actually Albert Einstein. I think he was way ahead of his time as a man of science and understanding the relationship between intuition and intelligence or intellect. And he was fond of saying that intelligence can be a good master, but it's really leading by intuition. It's that kind of spark, if you will, that connection with your higher self and with the divine, with the universe around you. That's the good stuff. That's the stuff that I believe most scientists actually tap into when they talk about the miracle of the universe and actually magical things that's happening. A couple of years ago, a little over a year ago, I guess, July of 2012, something pretty significant happened over in the UK. And it was called the Cambridge Declaration of Consciousness. And the really unique thing about this was that this was a group of scientists, physicists. I don't think that there were MDs in there. There might have been some veterinarians in there, but no less than Stephen Hawking was there. And what they said is that they declared the following, and it's called, again, the Cambridge Declaration of Consciousness. And if you just Google that, that you'll come up with something. And they said that we declare the following: the absence of a neocortex does not appear to preclude an organism from experiencing affective states. And what that basically means translated, it basically says that just because animals don't have a neocortex, that part of the brain that humans have that processes thought and is responsible for critical thinking, does not in any way they don't have to have that in order to have consciousness. They go on further to say, non-human animals, including all mammals and birds and many other creatures, including octopuses, also possessed these neurological substrates, which basically means that they have the ability to view themselves as a conscious being. So, and again, as I said, Stephen Hawking was the guest of honor at the signing ceremony, which was memorialized actually in a segment that 60 Minutes did. The interesting thing is that the link points out the difference between intelligence and consciousness, with consciousness being awareness of self. And if we look at the ratio of human animal to non-human animal, there's one of us, and there's over 1.7 million species of mammals in the world. And so I would just invite you today, as you, again, go about your day, to think about your animal companion as having awareness and having a state of consciousness that, although not the same as yours, is exactly the same as yours. It's different than yours, but the bottom line is that they have a sense of self. They have a remarkable sense of you. And as I said earlier, I think sometimes because they lack this neocortex, in no way inhibits them from being incredibly aware, and actually probably more aware and more able to live moment to moment. And isn't that the thing that we humans and in our metaphysical teachings strive for? We strive for that moment to moment connection. We strive for that sense of peace of that comes from living moment to moment. I think all we have to do is look to our animal companions and maybe take a page from their book and say, ah, yes, this is how we look moment to moment. We're going to be heading into another break here in just a little bit. I know I've given you some probably pretty heady things to think about our first time out together. But as I said, I think if you make these just little changes in your energy, even just calling your animal companion, referring to them in a different way, and looking at them from a different point of energy, I can practically guarantee that you are going to see changes and be aware of some subtleties in your relationship with them that you probably have never, ever been aware of. And to that I say, welcome to the world of animals. We'll be back after taking a short break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you'll stay tuned. We have a lot more to talk about, and I hope to hear from some of you. Stay tuned.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Hey, everybody, we're back with The Animal's Eye View. I'm Lizanne Flynn. We're coming to you via WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks so much for staying tuned. We've been talking about animal communication. We've been talking about how just a slight shift in your energy and just in your awareness and perspective of the animal that you have in your life, even of wild animals. We haven't even begun to touch wild animals yet. That's an entire other show. But just how that just slight shift in energy on your part will actually make a dramatic and noticeable difference in how your animal companion, the other adult sentient being in your life, responds to you, works with you. And let's face it, this is a relationship just like any other relationship you have in your life. And just like any other relationship you have in your life, sometimes relationships come with baggage. Particularly so, I think, with animals that have come to us from shelters and perhaps from environments that maybe they haven't had the best human guardians. Maybe they haven't been loved in the manner in which they should. And so sometimes for animals, they bring these lessons with them from guardian to guardian. And again, of course, there's nothing by coincidence. Everything is by design in this magnificent and wonderful world and universe that we live in. And so if you're having these challenges, I would invite you to give me a call here on the show. You can shoot me a message in the instant feedback queue. Any sort of questions that you have at all, anything that you might intuitively pick up on from your animal companion, those are all things that I'm happy to help you with. And again, just that slight change in perspective can really make a remarkable difference in the life that you share with your animal companion. It's not uncommon, of course, for frustration to build up in relationships. I'd like to think that at least in human relationships, I personally like to go with the 80-20 rule, 80% positive, 20% not so much, just because I think that as human beings, we are imperfect. We're gloriously imperfect, I like to say. And so we are going to have times when there's going to be frustration. There's going to be irritation. There's going to be being rubbed the wrong way, if you will. The really remarkable thing about animals, they only respond out of two basic emotional pools. That's out of fear and out of pain. I often work with guardians who say to me that my dog gets really angry or my cat acts really upset. And to me, that's giving them some human characteristics. Let me see if I can say the word, anthropomorphizing. And I would invite you to look at your animal companion, other animals of the world, certainly, as spiritual beings having an animal experience. I actually recently wrote a blog about the animal experience, because as humans, we do say we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Animals have exactly, they are spiritual beings having an animal experience, which is dramatically different than ours. And the really interesting thing about them, as I said before the break, is that if they do bring things up for us to take a look at in our lives, it's never in a blaming way. It's never in a judgmental way. It's in a kind way. It's in a compassionate way. It certainly is in a direct way. And if you've ever been around animals, just noticing how, for instance, dogs greet each other and other animals, they don't beat around the bush. They don't necessarily see the need for not dealing directly with the energy that's coming at them or with the energy they sense from another sentient being, whether that's a human sentient being or an animal sentient being. So again, I would just invite you to be aware of things that are going on with your animal companion in your own life. When I tell people that I communicate with animals, sometimes people are not necessarily sure what that means. So let me share with you just a little bit about what that's like for me. As I said earlier, everybody has an intuitive muscle, what I call an intuitive muscle. It's part of your DNA. It's part of the physiological, biological, genetic makeup that is part and parcel of the human experience. This very intuitive muscle, way back when we were first evolving, was exactly the thing that kept us safe from, say, saber-toothed tigers, woolly mammoths, and actually was the thing that enabled us to intuitively figure out things about our environments that made it either hospitable for us to live or not so much inhospitable for us to live. This intuitive muscle, it will present itself in physical ways. This is the gut feeling that you might have from time to time. This is the goosebumps that you might get. This is the hair on the back of your neck standing up. All of these things rest in the intuitive muscle, and remember I referred to the body's innate wisdom. This is your body's way, your sixth sense, if you will, of saying to you, there's something not quite right with this environment, or I just have a certain sense about this situation. I almost can tell what's going to happen. It's the same thing, the phone rings, and you think to yourself, and maybe it's not so much a thought, but perhaps you might have a knowing that kind of washes over you, and you might hear this little voice kind of inside your head whispering, that's your best friend. That's Mary calling. That's your intuitive muscle. That's your intuitive muscle flexing itself and saying, hey, I'm here. Use me. And just like any muscle, the more we flex our intuitive muscle, the stronger that it becomes. So someone like me, an intuitive, flexes her intuitive muscle quite a bit. And for me, it's been an absolutely lovely and quite magical journey into, first of all, communicating with animals. And I think the key to that, using the word animal communicator, is that first part, commune, because by definition, when we commune with something, we actually share telepathic thoughts and feelings, which I think is kind of cool to talk about communing with someone instead of talking with someone. And so for me, the languages of my intuitive muscle are that I see things, I will hear things, I will feel things on my physical body that correlate directly with what the animal, or in the case of dealing with the human, what the human is dealing with. So in metaphysical parlance, you could say that I'm a medical intuitive. I sometimes will just know things, which is claircognizance. I will also sometimes smell and taste things, which, as you can imagine, sometimes can be a bit of a challenge. The one example that I can give to you of that is if, for instance, I'm dealing with an animal who's having some specific GI issues, and the guardian is really trying and working with the vet to get a specific type of food that not only will kind of calm the animal's belly, but will be nutritious and will actually be something that the animal likes to eat. I'll often get, if an animal is, for instance, on a straight kibble diet, I'll often get this kind of sandy texture in my mouth, or this kind of crunchy, gravelly, like I'm eating a lot of crunchy cookies. I'll also just be given kind of a smell. I was working with an animal once who actually was transitioning to the next dimension, and they were trying to find things that he liked to eat. And one of the first things he shared with me was a very strong smell of the food that was being offered to him. And it wasn't, it was a very strong fish smell, because this was a cat. And it was quite obvious that they were trying to mask the smell of the medicine that they were giving to this animal, but they were giving him way too much. And so what I invited them to do is to basically cut back just a little bit on the food. And instead of giving him like half a cup, I said, gosh, I think all he really wants at this point in time is maybe a couple of tablespoons full. And that really did the trick. I mean, at that point in time, the guardian called back and she said, gosh, it's really all of a sudden he's a lot more interested in his food. The vet feels good. This was a hospice vet she was working with at that point in time. The vet feels much better about the kind of sustenance and the pain-killing medications that the vet was using with this animal at this point in time. And so it really was it was really for me an honor to be able to work with this particular animal and to use the smell and the taste, the language, if you will, of my intuitive muscle. We're going to be heading into I think what's probably going to be our final break. I would invite you to stay tuned. We're going to be talking a little bit more about animal communication, emphasis on the communing part. Again, if there's anything that I can help you with, I would invite you to give us a call here and let me pull up that number here. I know you guys hear it all the time, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm going to be rounding out the show, telling you a little bit more about how you can find me. And certainly, I'm also going to be sharing with you who's going to be our guest on next week's show. So I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be back in just a bit.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. This was my very first premiere show on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being with me today and for listening. I'm going to be here every single Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. I am actually in Colorado, so if anybody is listening here in Colorado, that's 10 a.m. Mountain time. I've enjoyed so much speaking with you today all about animal communication. There's going to be so much more that I have to share with you. I like to focus on the relationship between animal and human, because that's what it's really about. Our animal companions are here in our lives to share lessons with us. Aside from other spiritual beings having human experience, our animal companions and the wild animals of the world are masterful at showing us what those lessons are, and at actually gently guiding us through those lessons so that we can complete them, and so that we don't have to continually repeat those lessons. Some are more difficult than others, to be sure, but there's always so much assistance from your higher self, from your divine center, from light beings that are all around you. It's but truly just a breath away. And your animal companions are certainly one of those beings of light that are here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. The interesting thing is that I've noticed just recently, more and more, I'm seeing in the news stories about different species of animals reaching out to each other. For instance, a chihuahua raising a whole litter of kittens, or a mama cat raising a couple of puppies. You see dogs being the soulmates, if you will, of orphaned elephants. I mean, again, following the animal's lead, because they really do have their paw, if you will, on the pulse of the universe and what's going on as far as this ascension that we're in the middle of. If we but follow the lead that they put out for us, I have no doubt that we're going to be well taken care of, and that we can slowly but surely and gently release the fear that I think sometimes grips us as humans from time to time. If you would like to contact me, you can go to my Facebook page. That's The Animal's Eye View, and then the number one. My website, that's also currently being revamped, but certainly there, that has a direct link to my Facebook page. You can sign up for my newsletter. I send a newsletter out, oh gosh, probably once every 3 months or so. So it's not something that you're going to be inundated with. You can also contact me via email if there's some way that I can be of service to you. The other radio show that I have is on 1-2 Radio. That's on Friday, so that will be tomorrow at, let's see if I can get this right, 10 a.m. Pacific. So that would be 1 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Mountain Time. I do have different guests on from show to show, so it's not going to be a repeat. And if you go to 12radio.com, you will also see the archives under my name as host. Feel free to take a look at those, just like you can find the archives now under Transformation Talk Radio under my name as host. And so you can peruse those. And if there's anything that I've shared with you today that resonates and you can take away for your highest and best good, then I know that my job here today was complete and done. Next week's show, I'm going to have a representative from the Wild Mustang Heritage Foundation. Horses for me are one of the most, one of my most favorite adult sentient beings of a different species to connect with. A horse can be teacher as well as student. And where we refer to dogs, cats, birds, rabbits as animal companions, I think horses are most definitely partners. Their intuition, again, is just off the charts. And if I'm working with them, for instance, with Reiki, very oftentimes before I feel the shift in energy, they will have already shifted their physical body and kind of guided my hands to the place on them physically that needs that needs the most healing, the most self-healing, and so again, I'm following their lead. So much has been written lately about the plight, I think, of wild horses in our country and certainly abroad. I certainly do have opinions about how the wild horse population in this country is being managed, or maybe not so much. And this group, how I found out about them is that I rented a video called Wild Horse Wild Ride. And we'll be talking about this movie. It's basically a documentary about how a select group of horse people select and train wild Mustangs and therefore bring them into their families and make them part of their families and the lessons that are contained therein for both animal as well as human. It's a remarkably moving movie video. And so I reached out to these people and they said they would be delighted to be on the show. And so I'm really excited to be able to share with you all about wild Mustangs and to talk with the people that have actually worked directly with horses and with the wild Mustangs of this country. I think like the buffalo, the bison, it's part of our natural national heritage. And I hope that you'll tune in with me and maybe learn a little bit about horses and about wild Mustangs in particular. You can find me if I can be of particular service to you. There is an intuitive advice line. I'm on 1-2-LISTEN. And the really great thing about 1-2-LISTEN is that it's different than other intuitive advice lines because we actually have time-based sessions. So that you don't have to listen, sit there and watch the clock and worry, you can actually purchase a set amount of time where you and I can connect and do our work together and know that that this is a place that you can relax into. And if you listen to Pat's show from last week and the readings that I did there, it's just but a very, very small snapshot of what animals will share with us and will share with us as guardians for them. It simply cannot compare to a full-fledged reading of either 30 minutes or an hour. I've had guardians write back to me and say, "You're absolutely right. My life has been changed, and I will not look at my animal companion in the same way again." It's just really a very deeply touching experience. And specifically, if you have an animal companion that's heading toward the end of this incarnation and maybe looking at transitioning into the next dimension, that can also be just a really remarkable and deeply touching and moving way to share last wishes, because they certainly do have last wishes that they want to share with us from time to time. It's been my just extreme pleasure and delight to be with you today. I usually tell people on my other radio show, I invite you to take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions in this next week. Remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, "I love you." Look in the mirror. Say to yourself, "I love you." Say to your animal companions, "I love you." Again, it's a remarkable, really wonderful, very moving, deep shift in energy that you will see, and it will have no doubt a ripple effect in your life. I can guarantee absolutely that it will have a ripple effect in your life. thanks so much to my producer today, Brian Sullivan, and Chris from WBLQ. They made this extremely easy and very pleasurable. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.